All right, so the final sugi here in Mem Aleph Amud Beis in Pesachim. Question is like this. So far we have what? So far we have that if you eat the Pesach, what do we have so far? We have Chai, right, from before. Kizayis Chai is not Chayav, but not Mutter. Right, because of Kiyam Sliyesh. Right, that's the Gemara Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. Yochol Yehei Chayav. If it's Chay, no, you're not Chayav, because it's only Malchus for Noah Mavushal. But you might think it's Mutter, Talmud Lomar, Kiyam Sliyesh. And the same thing with Chamei Tveria, right? It's the same thing. Okay. And then we also have what? Mavushal mibod yom. We also have that you're not, that there's no malchus. but those cases would seem to be that what? It's not, there's no chi of malchus. There's no chi of malchus, but what? But it's not mutter. Okay. But now the Gemara is a different category here. Tana Rabbanan. Ochal tzli mibod yom chayev. V'ksayis no mishachashecha chayev. Okay, how is that possible? If you ate tzli mibod yom, you'll be chayev. And if you ate ksayis no mishachashecha chayev. Okay, that we understand, right? Ketani tzli dumidino ma no bilav af tzli bilav. So it's interesting. It's interesting, Gemara. What does that show you? Chayev doesn't always mean alav. Right? Chayev doesn't always mean alav. Like that's what we had on the daf before. Pesach shebishlo b'chamei tveria chayev. Right? True, Rashi, it's funny, Rashi over there did say, that's according to the sheet that it holds, that you get Malchus and Lav Sheva Klos. But you see, it doesn't necessarily mean, Chayev doesn't necessarily mean a Lav. It could mean Stam and Isser. Okay, but anyway, so that's the Gemara's Kasha. Over here, it definitely means like a Lav, because it's comparing it to the case of Noah. Bishlamo no ksivatachumenu no. Eletzli minolon. Dichsiv ochlu as a bosser balayla ze. Balayla in bayomlo. So tzli, so no is pasha. That's a lav, that's an open, that's a pasuk of lav. Al tochlu menu is lav. But where do you get a lav for tzli mi bod yom? Because the asay says, eat it balaylo hazeh. V'ochlos abosar balaylo hazeh. Tzli, right? But not bayom. Very nice. But the Gemara says, that's just a lav abom achal asay. V'chol lav abom achal asay. So it's true, it's going to be usur. But it's not, still not a lav. It's what we call a lav habo mechlal asay. And what do we consider a lav habo mechlal asay? It's only considered an asay. Yep. Let's. It's the other side of the same mitzvah. Okay, but let's just finish up the Gemara because it's instructive to see this next case in terms of analyzing what a lav habo mechlal asay means. So anyway, so what's the answer to our Gemara though? What's the answer to the question? Amar of Chista Hamani Rebbe Yehudi. So who's this one who says you're going to get Malchus? It's Rebbe Yehuda. Titanya Shor Voseh Saru Vekolut Nidova Tase Oso. Oso Ata Matvis Lebedek Abayis Vi Ata Matvis Tamimim Lebedek Abayis. So what does that pasuk say? That what? So certain Bali women, right? Certain Bali women The pasuk says that you can give them as a nedava to the Berak HaBayis. Right? Nedava ta'aseh oso l'doma v'kdishuhu, the Berak HaBayis. U'l'neder l'halos karban lo yirotzeh. So in other words, you can be makdish something to the Berak HaBayis. That means what? That means just basically, it's like a monetary donation to the support of the Beis HaMikdash. But it's not, or you can be marked or something as a Kedushas Mizbeach, right, as a carbon. So, you can't, obviously, you can't be marked as a Baal Mum to the Mizbeach. But, what about being marked as a Tomim to the Berak HaBayis? So, that's what this pasuk is telling you. They only marked as a Baal Mum to the Berak HaBayis, right? Ksiv oso baal mum ata matvis l'kedushas Berak HaBayis, ve'ein ata matvis tamimim haru'uyin l'mizbeach l'Berak HaBayis. You're not makdish a tamim that could be given to the mizbeach to just for the support of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so that is what. So if you makdish a tamim to the Berak HaBayis, what would that be? What would that be? What type of an issur would that be? That would be a lav haba mechlal aseh. So what do we mean by a lav haba mechlal aseh here? Because the pasuk is telling you the aseh is to be makdish, what? The baal mum to the Berak HaBayis. And it's saying, so why does that make a lav haba mechlal aseh? Right, I'm going to tell you to do something. So everything else is a lav haba mechlal aseh, right? Because it says oso, there's an exclusion there. This exclusively can be given to the Berak HaBayis.
Anything that's not that.
Anything that's not that. Well, why it wouldn't? It would. See, that's the interesting thing in this case. It doesn't interfere with anything. I could be makdish a baal. No, it's. If I makdish a tumim to the Berak HaBayis, that's not excluding the possibility of being makdish a baal mum to the Berak HaBayis.
No, but it's just not that. It's not a baal mum.
Right. It's not a baal mum.
But it's also different not that than not doing it.
Right.
Are you saying it's not contrary to it?
I'm saying that it's instructive to our definition of a lava bomachlalasei. Right? Okay, 1 second. So anyway, so we'll come back to that in a minute. How many fingernails do you have? So then we'll come back to the minute. So he says, Ainli elabasei below sase minayin Talmud Loma Vaidaber Shel Moshe Lemor Limit al kola parsha kulo sheye below sase. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That since it says Lamor at the beginning of the parsha, that means what? That indicates some, there's a lav lurking in there. Yeah. Either because Lamor means lo nomar bidvarim, meaning what? Rashi says, Nutrikon Lamor. Or it means Lav Omor. But either way, Tosus explains, it doesn't turn every single thing into a Lav. it's creating a situation for Lav Abba Mechlal Aseh to be a Lav. All right, so anyway, so let's see if we can understand. So let's go through our cases, though. Let's go through our cases in the Korban Pesach, okay? And let's see if we can understand what it means, why one is a lav haba mechlal aseh, and why one is not. And if it's not, then what is it? Right? So what does Ram have? He has these cases like this. Ochal mimenu no mavushal mibod yom. Let's take that in the middle of Dalet, right? Ein oloka. Shenemar kiyim sliyesh b'shoa shemitzvah lech l'ochlo tzli chayev al lechilas no umavushal. Ova mibod yom Potter. Okay, so that's one. That what? If you ate it, no, or mevushal in the daytime, there's no love. So you putter from the malchus. Okay, but what do you call that? But what do you call that? He doesn't really comment on.
What's the case?
Huh?
What's the case?
Let's say you have no mevushal mibod yom, right?
Yeah.
So he says you don't get malchus because that's not the love. So he says you putter from the malchus. But what do you consider that? Let's go a little further. Ochal mimenu kizayis tzlimi bojom. Over al mitzvah saseh. So the other Ram says you're over on the mitzvah saseh. What does it mean you're over on the mitzvah saseh? Shenemar v'ochal sabasa b'layla zeh. B'layla zeh. B'layla lo bayom. V'lav abo mechlal asay asehu. So that's the Ram says. If a guy eats, that's our case. If he eats the Pesach tzli, mi ba'od yom, then he's what? Ram calls him over an asay, which is his lashon for a lav habo mechlal asay. Okay. And then let's go a little further. No shi zira lav Torah hu. Okay, we don't need that. Now, aval im ochal menu boser chai. Another case, chai. When? Doesn't say when exactly. Eino loka, and now he says ubitel mitzvah saseh. Right? Is that called? That's not over ala mitzvah saseh. That's a different thing. That's bitel mitzvah saseh. Shnei matzliyesh hasheino tzli aser. Doesn't say when. That's right. So what's the difference between the bitul asay and the isser asay? Is every bitul asay and isser asay? Are they the same thing? What's the chilak between the two? See, that's what I was telling you. If you look at the case of the baal mum, right, you wouldn't say the guy is mevatel an asay. Would you say that?
Is that case?
The bitul asay case?
No, the baal mum.
The Baal Mum says like this. The Torah says, if you're going to be makdish something to the Beit HaKabayis, be makdish a Baal Mum only. Don't be makdish. The implication is you cannot be makdish anything else. I'll give you another example. The Ram has in Hilchos, in Machos Asuros, Rambam says, if you eat a human being, right? It's an Isser Aseh. Why? Because a person is part of the general category of animal. And by animal it says, oso tochlu. Right? Oso tochlu. You can only eat these animals. So he says, ha'ochel mi besar ha'odam. Right, eino loke aval aser hu baasei. Sherei mona kosev shivas mine chaya v'omrem zos hachaya sher tochelu. Ha kol shu chutz mimenu lo sochelu. V'lav abu mechlal asei.
Where is that?
It's in Machos Asuros, Perek Beis. Halacha Aleph, Beis and Gimel. Right. So we see clearly. One thing we see clearly here is that an Isser Aseh doesn't mean failing to do the mitzvah. Right? There's something you have to be able to define it a little more clearly. In other words, a bitul aseh means I didn't do the mitzvah. Right? Like let's say he says you're supposed to you chayav to sit in the sukkah to eat in the sukkah the first night of Yom Tov. So if I didn't do that, I'm a vatel an aseh. Right? Chayav, let's say you chayav to put tefillin on every day. So if I don't put them on, I'm a mevatel an asay.
What if you eat outside the sukkah?
Oh, that's a good question. What if you eat outside sukkah? Right? I mean, it's not a lav. Oakland v'shosin v'yishenin b'sukkah kol shiva bein b'yom bein b'layla. But that's not a mitzvah. There's no chiyuv to do that. Only the first night is chiyuv. But even though there's no chiyuv, asur lechol suda chutz l'sukkah kol shiva. Right? So that would seem to be, it's not a lav. There's no lav like that. There's no lav like that. And it's hard to say you're mevatel and asay, because you don't have to do it at all. You don't have to eat in the sukkah. Right? Yeah. Let's say a guy would not listen to the shofar. So he's a bit lasay. Guy doesn't pick up a lulav. It's a bit lasay. Would you say if a guy picks up a something else, it's an isser asay? Of course not. Right? It's just a bit lasay. So when do you become an isser asay and when are you merely a bit lasay? Right? Tzli mi ba'od yom is an isser asay. That's an isser asay. And to be makdish a tumim to the Bet HaKabayis is an isser asay. So there is a temptation to define it like a positive exclusion of the mitzvah. Right? Like an anti-mitzvah. Like you'll find a form of excluding the mitzvah. Right? That is a logical mind will go to that. I mean, seriously, you know, I mean, that's like, the mind is drawn to that possibility. But I think that's why I wanted you to see the case of the Baal Mum. Because it's hard to say that over there. It's hard to say that being makdish a tumim to the Bet HaKabayis is a positive exclusion of being makdish a Baal Mum to the Bet HaKabayis. Well, one has nothing to do with the other. I could do two things. I could do 10 things. Right? I mean, you could argue every time I pick up a book, I can't pick up a lulav. So if in the last minute of the day I pick up a book instead of a lulav, that's a isser asay.
The mitzvah is not on the Baal Mum, it's on the makdish.
Yeah, but I could be makdish b'vas achas, a Baal Mum and a tumim to the Bet HaKabayis. Say these two things are to the Bet HaKabayis. So I'm not limiting myself by doing one over the other. It's not an anti thing. Right? And also, by Korban Pesach, what's the difference between eating it tzli and eating it raw? I mean, there's only a certain amount of Korban Pesach. Right? Every bite I eat raw, I can't eat tzli. So what's the difference between eating it? Why do I say tzli mi b'yod yom is worse than raw? Right? So you really have to look to the structure of the mitzvah. You have to look to the structure of the mitzvah. Yeah, go ahead. Okay. All right, okay. All right, so let's just take mitzvahs in general. Let's take a couple of mitzvahs and look at them and see if we would say it's roi for, what is the mitzvah doing, and is it roi for an isser asay or not? So let's say I say there's a mitzvah that's for netilas lulav. So netilas lulav, right, our simple case, is what? It's telling you to do a certain maisa. Either you do the maisa or you don't do the maisa. Right? There's no statement other than do this action. The mitzvah encompasses only one action, and it makes that action obligatory. Okay. So that's not going to be a good candidate for an isser asay. So let's say the Torah tells you. Yeah.
Why can't?
Correct. See, sometimes what you see is, sometimes when the Torah is telling you to do an action, it's just defining one maisa as obligatory, elevating one maisa from every other action and saying, this action from all other actions is obligatory upon you. Okay? And sometimes it's what? It's taking a class of actions, okay, and defining the class by one action itself, which is going to exclude everything else from that class. In other words, it's saying, when it says to give a Baal Mum as a nedava, It's not making that action obligatory, but it's defining what is a nedava to the Beta Kabayas. So, a lava bo mechlala say is more than a lava bo mechlala say really is part of the very institution of the assay. That sometimes an assay is defined by the action alone, and sometimes an assay itself is defining a category. Sometimes the assay is defining the category and saying, and the assay itself is setting up actions that are that are proper and improper. It really is a lav haba mechlal assay. It really comes from the klal of the assay, from the category of the assay. So for instance, if I would say by sukkah, I would say, on the first night, there's an obligatory action of eating in the sukkah. But for the rest of the week, the Torah is defining dira. You understand? Saying, now for the rest of the week, maisei dira are exclusive to the sukkah. You understand? So to not eat in the sukkah is really undermining the definition of dira that the mitzvah is instituted. And a lava bo mechlal asay, it's wrong to think of a lava bo mechlal asay as an incidental thing that derives from the mitzvah. It's not. Sometimes the mitzvah itself is koveya a category, is defining a category. And defining the category means it's going to take, has to start with a group, start with a category, and select from that a specific action as the only representative of that category. So in other words, putting back into English, so to say, dira in general has many forms, but on sukkahs it has only one. So if I'm dor chutz la sukkah, what am I over? I am negating the definition of dira that the mitzvah is koveya. But it's not a lav. That's what the Gemara is trying to explain. There's a difference between that and a straight lav. Why? Because it's not that the maisa per se is highlighted as an isser. It's not an isser of eating outside the sukkah as a primary concept. It's only because it's negating the kvius of dira basukkah. It's more like an isser cheftza in that case, right? That in this week there's a definition to dira. Dira only partakes of sukkah. If you do dira outside the sukkah, you're negating that identity. You're undermining the... So really, really, lava bo mechlal asay is different than... See, bitl asay is just failing to do a mitzvah. Right? You could be active, you could be passive, you could be whatever it is. But an iser asay is really undermining a definition that the mitzvah is instituting. So that's what Rashi says in the Chumash. Says, what Rashi here in the Gemara by the Beta Kabbai says, the tamim really is roi for the mizbeach, right? So it's saying maintenance should only be done. Only certain animals are roi for just maintenance of the Beis HaMikdash. To take something that is really has the chance for a greater kiyum, and to use it for just maintenance is really a distortion of something. You understand? There's a certain ideal that's being defined by the mitzvah, and to undermine it is the lav that's bo michlal asay. It's not a lav on its own. It's not identified per se as an iser. It's only an iser because there's a structure that's kavua that is sort of placing a there's a structure that's kavua that engaging in this action would be negating. Yeah, Gil. In other words, in order to know if you're over an Isra Asay, it would seem you have to understand the nature of the mitzvah, right? So maybe sukkah is not. Let's take the case of sukkah. So what does it mean to be dor basukkah kol shiva? Right. What does it mean basukkah teshu shivas yamin? Right. So it means to say like this. But the Gemara says if a person doesn't have to. Theoretically, if a person could stay up for 7 days, right, and only eat fruits and vegetables, he would never have to go into the sukkah. Right? So you can't say it's a mitzvah saseh, like netilas lulav, that you must do actions of dira during this week in the sukkah. Right? But what is it? It's defining the structure of maaseh dira during this week. Saying maaseh dira during this week only are related to sukkah. You understand? It's not an asay in terms of a demand on a particular action. Other than the first night, there's no demand on any particular action. Correct? And there's no specific lav of eating outside the sukkah. But eating outside the sukkah would undermine the character of dira that exists during this week. Dira in this week must be in a sukkah. If I'm dor not in a sukkah, then I'm negating that idea. Then I'm negating. I'm over an iser of having a dira that the Torah is of not having the dira that the Torah defines. Yeah.
You're not saying that the...
You can't... And that's what the Ram means by eating a human, right? He says, the mitzvah saseh is defining which animals are food. So to eat an animal that the Torah did not define as a food is an iser asay, because now you are out of sync with the categorization of the animals that the Torah defined. It's an action that undermines a certain definition that the Torah imposes. Torah says, these animals are food. If I eat an animal that's not one of these, then I am by definition saying, no, this animal is also food. I'm treating this animal as food. But there's no lav on eating a person, because he's not an animal that you can say he's not a mafresis parsa, mamalas gera. That only is simonim of behema. So a person doesn't have the lav of a behema without those simonim, but he is bichlal, the general category of chai, and the kvias of the asay is really informative. These are really like informative. This is the definition of achilas behema. But these animals are the animals that have the shame ochel. To engage in eating one of them, in eating another, is negating that statement of asay. Yeah, Yaakov?
So eating outside the sukkah is or is not in lava? I thought you said it isn't.
I was saying it is. I think it is. I think it is. Lulav is not. But the Rambam doesn't use those words. He doesn't call it a lava b'machalas day. I mean, let's take a look. Maybe take a look at the Michas Chinuch. Well, like, I'll give you another example I'm not sure about. Let's say you wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. If I never put on a four-cornered garment, if I never wear tzitzis, right? Not guys in the yeshiva, obviously. But some people don't wear tzitzis once in a while. So you could say, you know, so all you could say about that person is he's not being mekayim the mitzvah. It's not there's no bitl over there because there's no specific chiyuv. But what if a person put on a four-cornered garment without tzitzis? You can't say he's just not wearing. You can't say he just is not mekayim a mitzvah, right? It would seem that is an isra alav b'machlal
say. What's the area that the Torah is defining?
So the Torah is defining four-cornered garments only have one character. A beged of dalet kanfos must have this character. If you wear one without it, you're negating that. Now you could say. No, that's a bitl essay. You know what I mean? You could say, that's a bitl essay. That would be like Yaakov's definition, right? That would be like your bitl essay, active bitl. Okay. Because normally, I can't be mevatel because there's no chov, right? The chov only comes about if I have the beged of dalet kanfos. Now I have a chi of maisa. When I have the beged of dalet kanfos with a chi of maisa, and I don't do it, that's a bittul. It's an interesting question, right? What would you call that case? That would be like your case of, but that's because it's a little different than your case. That's because the action brings in the chov that allows me to not do it. Right? You don't get everything? In other words, there's no chov on me if I'm not wearing any tzitzis.
Cutting the tzitzis off.
So not wearing any tzitzis, there's no chov to don tzitzis, right? So you can't call a bittel if there's no chov, right? But when I put on the dalet kanfos, now there's a chiyuv of tzitzis, right? So what would you say? So that action allows me now to not do a mitzvah. So is that just a regular bitl asay, or is that a lava b'machlal asay?
That would depend factually on how the Torah structured it. You can't really figure that out, right?
Or maybe this is an important point. Maybe there's no chilek over here. In other words, lava b'machlal asay is really what the term we use for other actions that are usher because of the institution of the mitzvah. It's academic. This is an academic question. In other words, I would say technically it's probably called a bitl asay. Because the term of lava b'machlal asay is referring to a greater category than the specific maisa itself. In other words, because of this mitzvah, of course, the mitzvah to do X, that defines, that's a definitional exclusion of Y. Right?
And isn't it taking, when you have a lot of Amkal say, isn't it taking an area of function of man and limiting it?
Right.
A category of function.
Right.
So it's more of like a heter function in a certain area.
Like, yeah, so you have to look in the... Okay, so anyway, but before you leave, let's just finish up the discussion. So now, how do you get to, so what about Sliyesh? So the Gemara is saying, since it says, eat Sli balayla, if I eat Sli bayom, it's an Isser Aseh. It's a Lava B'machlal Aseh. But it says, eat Sli balayla, if I eat Chai, I'm also not eating Sli balayla. So what's the difference? Right? Now, if you get to tell, huh?
It's not the Torah's current business.
Okay, good. So let me ask you a question. Torah says, eat matzah balayla zeh. If I eat matzah in the daytime, you wouldn't say it's a lava b'machlal seh either. Right? So
So the Torah says sit in the sukkah at night, the first night. You sit, you don't have these other drushes. Balayla is a say, and Bayom would be an Isra say. Because the difference is like this. In order to be a lav abo mechlal asay, you need to have what? The only time you can have a lav abo mechlal asay is by a mitzvah chiyuvis. See, this is a different category of lav abo mechlal asay, right? Because up to now, we've not really been dealing with mitzvahs chiyuvios. We've just been dealing with mitzvahs that define a general category, right? But here, it's a chov. Eat the carbon Pesach balayla. So why don't you just say, okay, so that's like Netilas Lulav. Pick up the Lulav on the first day. You don't say, if I pick it up the day earlier, it's a lav abo mechlal asay, right? Oh, so the difference is because of what we've been saying up to now. Any other maisa mitzvah, if I have a chov of to pick up a lulav on tesvav, right? That definition, the entity, the cheftzo shel mitzvahs lulav, only comes to be on tesvav itself. Okay? There's no inyan of saying, I picked up the cheftzo shel mitzvah in the wrong zman. The zman is itself what gives it the status of the chefs shel mitzvah. So if there's a chova of picking up a lulav on tesvav, that chova itself is what gives it the shame of lulav. Okay? So you can't say, pick it up on tesvav, but, and that's negating what? Negating what? Negating picking up a chefta shel mitzvah lulav on your dal, there's no such thing as a chefta shel mitzvah lulav on your dal. Right? The only time you can have something like that is by achilas Pesach. Because the mitzvah of tzli balayla is not what creates the chefta shel mitzvah. It's the korban Pesach that creates the chefta shel mitzvah. So it's the only time you have a case where there's a mitzvah chiyuvis of doing a maisa to a chefza, but the mitzvah itself is not what generates the chefza. The chefza exists mi ba'od yom, because the chefza is really the chefza shel korban Pesach. So now, what's the mitzvah really telling you? The mitzvah is telling you that the chefza shel korban Pesach should be eaten as tzli balayla. So that's defining the Korban Pesach bitzli is the cheftza shel mitzvah, right? And then the zman of that mitzvah is laila. But since the Pesach tzli can exist exactly the same form by yom, it turns out that it's a lav abo mechlal asay too. Why? Because it's saying this cheftza of tzli, of korban Pesach bitzli, which exists from the day until the night, which has shaychus of achila from the day until the night, because it's the same cheftza of korban Pesach. Its achila is completely limited to the night. You understand? The mitzvah asay is really taking the cheftza of korban Pesach bitzli and limiting, that's the grand category. And it's limiting it to one short zman. So to eat it by yom would be a negation of that kiyum of the achilas Pesach. So you couldn't say that by lulav, because there's no significance to the lulav other than the maisa on tesvav. So you can't say, well, the Torah says pick up the lulav on tesvav, and therefore if I pick it up on yud dalet, that's a lav abo mechlal asay. Because the lulav, you can only say lav abo mechlal asay when I have the same exact cheftza, this very identical object, and the Torah, and it's shayach to this exact maisa, and the Torah is limiting it. But you can't say that by a lulav. The lulav that I have to pick up on tesvav is a cheftza shel mitzvah. It only gets that status in the zman of the mitzvah. It's not shaykh to say that the Torah is referencing a pre-existing. The only time you can have something like that is by the Pesach, where there is a pre-existing cheftza of Pesach. And the mitzvah, and Korban Pesach has achila to it, intrinsically, as a korban. And this asay really steps in to limit and to relegate the achilas Pesach to one specific zman. As a cheftza of tzli, as a cheftza shel mitzvah of korban of tzli. But I can have the cheftza of mitzvah, I can have the identical cheftza shel mitzvahs laila bayom. You understand? So if I engage in the cheftza of the mitzvahs halaila bayom, that's going to be a lava b'machal asay. Why? Because the asay is saying, this cheftza shel mitzvah, eat it only now. But in the morning, this very cheftza shel mitzvah exists too. As long as it's a Pesach and it's Tzli. You understand?
Doesn't the very identity of a Korban, like Korban, like you can in theory do what you do with Korban Pesach to any other, to just a different animal, like meaning, doesn't the shame Korban Pesach come on Pesach? Like if I were to do...
From Yud Daled, just from Yibod Yom. From Yud, you bring it on Yud Daled. And from the minute it's done until the night, it's the same exact cheftza. And as long as it's betzli, it is the cheftza of the mitzvah. If I have a lulav yesterday, that's not the cheftza shel mitzvah. If I have a lulav yesterday, let's say it's yud dalid and I have a lulav. Can I throw it in the garbage? Of course. There's no kedusha to it. So you can't say the Torah is telling me this lulav, pick it up tomorrow. What do you mean this lulav? This lulav is not a mitzvah. This lulav has no kedusha. This lulav is not a cheftza shel mitzvah. You can't tell me the mitzvah of picking up the lulav on tesvav is not a limitation of how I should pick up this very object from today. So you can't call that a lava b'machlal say. Lava b'machlal say has to take a cheftza that has a category of action and limit it to one's man, thereby negating that very action from the other zmanim. The only way you can have that is in a mitzvah like the Korban Pesach, where I can say, what is the cheftza shel achilas laila? It's the Korban Pesach that's tzoloi. It's the tzli Pesach. But the tzli Pesach exists in the morning too. So then it comes out that the asay is saying, this cheftza shel tzli Pesach, its identity of achila is only laila. So if I would eat it in the daytime, I would be negating the idea that the tzli of Korban Pesach has an exclusive achila.
So the
mitzvah is limiting the category of not mitzvahs. See, that's what you have to understand. The mitzvah is stepping into an area that already exists. And it really is limiting. The area that already exists is achilas korban pesach. The mitzvah is telling you that is dafka now. You understand? As a cheftza shel mitzvah. But when is it the cheftza shel mitzvah? Tzli. So you need both things. The tzli is defining the cheftza shel the mitzvah. The tzli of Korban Pesach is defining the cheftza shel mitzvah. And the laila is the zman, is the exclusive zman. So anytime I have a tzli of Korban Pesach, to eat it any other zman would be a negation of the asay. But if I eat it chai, or mevushal b'chamei teveria, I'm just not allowing it to become the cheftza shel mitzvah. I'm just not allowing it to become the cheftza shel mitzvah. So I'm just being mevatel my opportunity. Every bite I eat of chai is a negation of my ability to turn it into a cheftza shel mitzvah. But here's a very simple nafkamina. If a person has extra Pesach, right? I mean, theoretically speaking, If you have extra Pesach, so if it's true, if I eat one bite of chai, I'm not going to be able to do my mitzvah on that bite anymore. But I can still do the mitzvah with another kezias of Pesach. So it's not really a total negation. But if it was tzli, even if there was extra, it would be the same exact thing. I maybe can argue about that last point, because the Ram doesn't differentiate how much Pesach he does a bit less. But you hear the chiluk I'm trying to make here?
Yes, yeah, so usually by mitzvahs, the chefta shel mitzvah only exists once there is
exactly. Normally, the cheft, if we're going to say that the mitzvah, that a lava bar machlala say necessitates two steps, it necessitates a mitzvah which defines a greater, which is limiting a greater category, then you can't have that by a normal mitzvah. Because the mitzvah itself creates the very category that we're talking about.
So if there's like a mitzvah to like make the lulav like on the day before, then there could conceivably be a.
Yeah, if there was somehow it could, if you somehow the day before you makdish it and you give it a status and then it says but don't use it until don't do anything with it until later, then that would be then you're right.
So my question is that so you have this Korban Pesach as a special case because during the day you're saying it's still a Chefta Shel Mitzvah, you just don't have a mitzvah to eat it yet, right? So now then what makes it a Chefta Shel Mitzvah?
The fact that
I understand that it's a korban, but I don't see how it's a korban. It's a korban pesach that is your chefta shel mitzvah of korban pesach because you can't eat it yet. There is no mitzvah on it yet. So how is it a chefta shel mitzvah? Just like a lulav is a chefta shel mitzvah.
At night, how does it become a chefta shel mitzvah?
No, the day. Because usually I think of chefta shel mitzvah as being a chefta shel mitzvah because there is a mitzvah to do something to.
No. But it's just this. The lava bo mechlal say is just like the baal mum. And Torah says, "Be makdish a baal mum to the bedek habayis." So that's taking a category and excluding certain players from that category. So he's saying like this: the mitzvah of eating it tzli balayla is a definition. Is really an exclusion of how to eat this chefta.
Right,
it's an exclusive statement about the achila of this chefta.
Right, so you're saying that's only possible to do that if there is a chefta to talk about. When there's no mitzvah on it, right?
Right. I'm saying in theory, any mitzvah really should have a lava ba mechlala say. Torah says, pick up a lulav on tesvav. That in theory is exclusive to picking it up on any other day.
Right.
But it's not going to exist because there's no the cheftza doesn't exist as a cheftza mitzvah any other day. That's right. But by the Pesach, since the mitzvah is placed on an existing cheftza of Korban Pesach, it's possible to have the very cheftza shel mitzvah that the Torah describes early.
How? I don't understand. How is it considered a cheftza?
Because the identity of this mitzvah is not from the chiyuv of eating it at night. It's from a reality of karban.
So you're saying before you have a chiyuv to eat it, there is such thing as a karban pesach karban.
That's right. And there is such a thing as a karban pesach that is tzli. So now I have exactly my... Now I have exactly my cheftza of the same exact cheftza that I'm waiting for the nighttime for. I have it right now. It's just that right now, the mitzvah of achila is only in the night.
Did you change your definition of lava kalase?
Yeah.
Maybe.
What were we saying? In the beginning, that lava mechlal say only. Well, first you have to look if the mitzvah is right for it.
Right.
And then you go from there. So how does lulav?
Because you need in order to say it's roi, you need a greater category that the mitzvah is coming into. You need an existing category that the mitzvah is coming into and defining.
Isn't there? There's no category to begin with.
By lulav.
Yeah.
That's why. That's why it's not roy. That's why it's not a mitzvah. It's roy for a lava bama chalasay.
It's actually the fact that the chatzit doesn't exist before.
But that's what I mean. That's all I mean. It means the same thing. It means say it's not referencing any greater category. The mitzvah itself is at once creating a chefza that did the of lulav that had no significance from before. It's not taking a category and saying, of the branches of all trees, this is the only one that should be picked up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's like why Ma'achol Surah is saying, of all the behemos, zos tochelu. It's not saying, of all the branches, zos tikach. Right? But by the Korban Pesach it is. Because the Achilas Pesach, Tzli, exists from the minute it's brought until the nighttime. And it's saying that entity should have an achila only balayla. So it is taking a pre-existing entity and limiting it.
When you're saying the achila, then you mean just like the potential?
The potentiality, right.
Mm-hmm.